Morning, Levi. You well?
Good morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
Excellent. First Immortal, looking forward to seeing him back at Mornington tomorrow. We were pretty keen on him in the Easter Cup, but things didn't go to plan. Overall, what was your assessment of that run?
Yeah, you weren't the only one that was keen on him. If you were, myself included. Look, we sort of got trapped on the fence, and I think it was the worst place to be at that meeting on the day. A lot of the horses were coming down the outside, and we just couldn't get a crack at him in the final stages. So good fitness run for him, just didn't get to have a good look at him.
Yeah, he seems to be a bit of a momentum horse, and he was trying to make ground, and as you mentioned, didn't have the clearest passage. So were you satisfied with the run, or are you just putting it in the forget basket?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the forget basket. Good for him fitness-wise, but yeah, as you mentioned, I think he's a horse that needs to sort of have momentum and be working into it rather than stop-start. And when the gap came for him, he'd sort of been cooped up and wasn't ready to take it. So, yeah, look, I'm happy with the way he's come through. His track work's been great, and I think everything sort of leads to him being well going into Saturday.
So having said that, maybe Barrier 13 is not as bad as what you first think when you look at it. What are your thoughts on the gate?
Yeah, well, obviously you don't really want to have a wide gate, but you're certainly not going to get stuck on the fence from Barrier 13. So there'll be plenty of options there, whether Luke decides if we go forward or whether we go back or get some cover or something. There's plenty of options from out there.
He's shown he can do both in his career so far. What racing pattern do you think suits him best?
It mostly depends on the pace of the early pace of the race, but it is good to have a tractable horse that can sit forward or back. I think, look, it always looks good when there's a lot of speed and a horse comes from behind and really finds that bit extra to finish the race off. That looks more impressive than when you're sort of out in front and then you kick and win. So, look, if there's a lot of pace on, then it's always good to have a horse that has got speed at the end of the race.
Track's probably going to be in the soft range. He's won 3 from 7. So is he better on top of the ground or with a little bit of give?
No, I think he looks better with a bit of give in the ground. He's raced on soft and heavy tracks before and got through it quite well.
He's had a few jockeys in his career, and Luke Curry jumps on again tomorrow. I know Jamie Mott rode him last start. He's on gear up. So did Jamie jump, or did you say we're looking elsewhere in the Mornington Cup?
Oh, look, we didn't really have the discussion after the race, so I don't know if he was pre-booked or what, but we had Blake on early doors, and sort of whoever jumped on last start was thinking that Blake might hop back on again, I guess. Mm. So, yeah, it just panned out in this way, and we've got Luke tomorrow, and yeah, Luke's been riding well.
What's your confidence levels for tomorrow like?
Oh, it's a harder race than a couple of weeks ago. You've got a couple of good horses coming over from New Zealand and a couple down from Sydney that have been racing well in the carnival up there. I like his chances again. I like the fact that we won't be stuck, that we'll be outside, although he's going to have to cover more ground. So it'll be interesting to see. Mornington's a tight, sort of tricky track as well, so it all depends if he can get around that track as well. But, yeah, there's a lot of things to look at, so hopefully he performs well. He's in great order.
Yeah, what's your gut feel about that? Because it can be a quirky track for horses.
Yeah, we haven't had that many winners down at Mornington, really, over the time, I don't think. We've had a lot of horses go well, but it is a track that you've sort of got to judge, and can be quite different between sprint and staying races. So, yeah, you've sort of got to be not too far away when you get into the straight. So be interesting, especially with a big field. Be a lot of horses sort of travelling everywhere. So you certainly got to find a clear passage.
Do you think there's one standout horse that you've got to beat, or it's a pretty wide open cup this year?
Yeah, I think there's a few that have got chances in it for sure. You know, you can see in the betting, we're not clear favourite. And well, we're favourite, but I mean, there's a few others around not too far away in the price. So, look, I think it's going to be a good, strong cup and going to be certainly a good one to watch.
There's no doubt about that. Hopefully you will have had a winning day today at Seymour leading into Cup Day, because you've got a good team heading down the highway. And the first, you've got Brave Deal, about a $7 chance, who's been around the mark.
He has, yeah. He's been going really well, and he's been looking to get up to this trip. Just kept him shy of 2,000 last start as it was getting towards a heavy track. So he raced really good on his way through, but he's been looking for this distance. Look, it's an interesting maiden. There's three horses that have come off last start second. So there'll be a few vying for the finish, but hopefully he can win or run a place. I think he's a good each-way chance.
Yeah, you've got a couple of favourites as well with Mr. Assertive. He's odds on, pretty short, and Undaunting, who looks like has a fair amount of ability as well. So what do you make of those two?
Yeah, Mr. Assertive's been really good in his last two starts. He's only just lost in both occasions. So I think he's found a good race here. Hopefully he can go third time lucky and secure his maiden win. He's been a good horse on the up. He's been learning all the way through. So third up, he's fit. Freddie hasn't been too far away on him. He's just got to get the right run today. And Undaunting was excellent last start winner. She's a nice horse on the up. I was hoping to run her at 1,800 at the Heath Circuit on Wednesday, and she didn't get a start. She was an emergency. So she's won at 1,600 last start, so she stays at 1,600. She's fillies and mare. She's got a bit of weight today. But, look, she's a nice progressive type of horse, and I'm hoping she can win today and potentially go to Adelaide in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I see you've got an entry in the Oaks over there. So that's the calibre of stay you think she could be at this level?
Yeah, look, I think so. She's, whether it's all a bit early for her just yet, be today, you know, she won well last start, but I would have liked, I wanted her to have another run before you attempt such a high-pressure, good quality race like the Oaks. So that was the thought process of having another run in between at the 1,800 earlier in the week. So we'll go on the 1,600 today, and look, if she can do the job and looks good and looks to have made improvement on her last run, and she gets in, you never know your luck.
Well, good luck. You got Russian Summer in the last as well. It's a sneaky chance, I'd assume.
Yeah, Russian Summer was really good last start. He's a tricky horse, but he can get back and get down the outside. So, look, hopefully, we haven't raced on that track for a while, but hopefully conditions are going to suit him today. He doesn't like it too wet. It's only a good four down there. So I've been sort of careful where to run him. Yeah, look, he's not without a chance. He was a really good last start effort and wasn't too far away. So he's out to 1,400 today. He's looking like he wants that distance. So, yeah, he's certainly an each-way chance as well.
He's about $8 on the last Undaunting. 250, Mr. Assertive is in the red. I've got a positive text message about you, Levi. That's a bit unusual on a Friday for us here on Racing Pulse.
To get a positive one.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Or to get a text message.
Just a positive one. We'll take them all. Gee whiz, Levi speaks well. Wish him luck on the weekend, and we do, mate. Good luck.
Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Levi Kavanagh joining us there.